Today we study together Zechariah chapter 11, Perek Yud Aleph. We have been learning together about the very beautiful, positive, and hopeful prophecies of Zechariah. But following the Malbim, the prophecies we have been learning about so far are not about the second Beis HaMikdash, the second temple, but rather they are about the third Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate Moshiach, sheyavo b'mehera v'yomeinu. Zechariah, who lived at the beginning of the second temple, second Beis HaMikdash, has until now been prophesizing about an event which is long into the future. However, now, in Perek Yud Aleph, he turns his attention to the short-term future, so to speak, to the next few centuries from his time, which are the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. And his prophecy here is frightening and frightful, as we will see. Speaking of the second Beis HaMikdash, he begins and says, Pesach Levanon Delosecha, Levanon, Temple, Beis HaMikdash, open your doors to the legions of Rome. V'solchal eish ba'arozecha, and let the fire consume your cedars, meaning let the fires of destruction consume the Beis HaMikdash. Heileil barosh kinofal eres, wail, moan, groan, the tree called barosh, because the erez has fallen. Asher adirim shudodu, even mighty ones have been pillaged, have been ruined. Heililu alonei boshon, the tree called alon, the alonim of boshon. Wail, ki yorad ya'ar habotzir, because the well-fortified forest is now down. There are three trees mentioned in this pasuk. The greatest tree is the Erez, the second, the Barosh, the third, the Alon. The Barosh is usually translated as cypress, the Erez as cedar, the Alon as oak. But the idea of this pasuk is that the Barosh, let's call them the generals in the army, they should wail because the Erez, the tree which is mightier than them, the kings, have fallen. And the Alonim, which is the captains, the lieutenants, the commoners, they should moan because the forest, meaning the protective forest of Beroshim, has fallen down. Kol yilalas horoim ki shudado adartom. I hear the sound of the wails of the shepherds because their glory has been ruined, has been pillaged. Kol sha'agas kefirim, I hear the roar of lions, kishudad ga'on hayardain, because the majesty of the Jordan has been destroyed. Terrible images of ruin. Kol mar Hashem Elokoi, thus says Hashem my God, re'ei es tzon haharego, tend to the flock, the sheep, which will be butchered, which is destined to be massacred. Asher konehen yahargun velo yeshomu. Because these shepherds now, these konim, are not, these purchasers of the sheep, do not purchase these sheep because they want to have the milk, or because they want the wool, or because they want to raise little lambs. They're purchasing the sheep because they want the meat. They want to butcher them. The gizkonim, these purchases, will kill them. For lo ye'eshamu, they will feel no guilt, because that's what they're doing. Sheep belong to the slaughterer. Umochrehen yomar, those who sell these sheep will say, Baruch Hashem va'ashir, the beautiful insight of the Malbim. If you raise sheep for wool, you have the wealth of the sheep right there. You don't have to wait. If you raise the sheep to sell it in the butcher shop, in the meat market, then you have to wait for the deal to go through. So therefore, the mochreh and the sellers, S-E-L-L-E-R-S, will say, Baruch Hashem, one day, Yemietz Hashem, I'll become wealthy, I'll corner the market in a sheep hide, or sheep meat, lamb chops. V'roehem lo yachmol aleihem, their shepherds will have no pity upon them. Kilo echmolo dal yoshvei ha'ores num Hashem. God says, I will no longer have mercy upon those who dwell in this land. V'hine anochi mamtzi es ha'odam, behold, I have found, or better, I have presented, or I have demonstrated, es ha'odam ish biyadriyehu. One man is in the hands of his other, meaning this sinas chinam, says the Malbim. One Jew is at another Jew's throats. Uviyad malko, and they are in the hands of their king, because their kings torment them. Their kings are tyrants. V'chitisu es ha'oretz, they will grind up the land. And although kitisu means to grind, the Malbim said it's a play on words, because it's a reference to the kitos, kat, chof tof, which means the sects, the cults, the various subgroups, this shtibel, that shtibel, the other group, all fighting with each other. V'lo atzil miyodom, I will not save from them. V'ere es tzon ha'arego, Pasuk Zion continues. I will tend to these sheep, which is a sheep destined for the slaughter. Lochein ani ehatzon. That's why the tzon are in this terrible shape, this terrible condition of aniyim, being impoverished. And then famous nevuah of the two maklos, the two rods, the two sticks, the two staffs. V'ekach li shnei maklos, I will take two staffs. La'achad korosi noam u'la'achad korosi chovlim. One staff I will call the staff of pleasantness, and the other staff I will call the staff of beating, of harming, of injury. Vo'ere es atzon, and I will tend to the sheep. Now here the Malbim says a beautiful, beautiful thing. There are two goals that a people has to have. One is internal harmony, that people should be b'shalom internally. There should be no machlokas. That should be the makal noim. That should be the staff which leads the people pleasantly. Noam. And then there's another staff, and that is the position toward the enemy, the position in the international arena, the position in the United Nations. And that should be a strong position. That should be a staff of chovlim. You should be strong. You should have the power of deterrence, power. That's the way it should be. However, says the Malbim, the gnai hador, the shame of the generation which is addressed here by Zechariah, is that it's just the opposite. For the Amen, when it comes to the other nations, oh, we're a bunch of peaceful people, pleasant, we're easy to get along with, we give in, we surrender. In the words of the Malbim, Hoyu nichno'im u'mishubodim el ho'amim, we subject ourselves, we prostrate ourselves, we bow down to the enemy, to the other nations of the world. And the makal, the staff, which should have been involved in Noam, in bringing about harmony within the people of Israel, that has become a makal chovlim. The people are beating each other up. And the Malbim asks us here to look ahead, and we will see what these two staffs are. Because if you look ahead to Pasuk Yud, you will see that God says, I will take this makal, vo'ekach es makli es Noam, this pleasant staff, Vo'egda'u, so I will break it, lohofer es berisi asher korati es kol ha'amim, to break the covenant which I have with the other nations not to harm Israel. I will break that covenant. So you see, the makal noam is the international relations makal. And then if you look ahead to Pasuk Yudalit, you will see that the Novi says, Voegda, Novi says, in quoting the Ribbono Shel Olam, Voegda es makli hasheni, I will smash the second staff, es hachovlim, the staff of beating, the staff of injury, lohofer es ha'achfo ben Yehuda ben Yisrael, to annul the brotherhood between Yehuda and Yisrael, to annul internal harmony. So you see that the Makom Noam is for the international relations, and the Makal Chovlim is for the domestic internal relations. And now the Pasuk continues in Pasuk Ches. I will destroy the three shepherds in 1 month. Many different commentaries have different approaches here. The Malbim says as follows. Remember, Poras, Persia, which were Malchei Chesed, kings that did kindness to the Jewish people, Koresh, Artaxashto, Daryovesh, they were all kings who let the people return to the land of Israel and let them rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and let them rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim, as we learn in detail in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. However, Persia was undone by Yavon, by Greece, by Alexander the Great, Alexander Mokdon. And what happened was that when Alexander Mokdon came on the scene, all these three kings of Persia, Cyrus, Artaxashto, and Daryovesh, went down in one shot. I had no patience with them, with the Jewish people anymore. Their nefesh disgusted me. Interestingly, the Mitzudas Tzion says on the word bochala that it means inyan miyus v'tiyuv, to be disgusted, but v'ein lo dome. This is the only time, presumably, you can rely upon the Mitzudos, the only time in Tanakh that you have this word bochala, which means to be disgusted, to be just fed up with something. God's fed up with us. Va'omar lo erei eschem, and God said, I will say, I will no longer tend to you. Hamesos somus, those who are destined for death, let them die. V'hanechechedes tikochei, those poor sheep that went astray, let them get vablunjit, let them get lost. V'hanishoros, and those that remain, tochalno isho es besaru uso, let one woman consume the flesh of the other. In other words, God, kaviyochel chas v'sholom, is giving up on us. And he's saying, let them, who cares what happens to them? Let them destroy themselves. V'akaches makliyas noam, I will take the staff of pleasantness, the staff which you are using to somehow win over, win the favor of the other nations, I'll smash it. You'll have no other nations that will do anything for you. I will break the covenant which I erected to other nations, namely that they should not harm you. Vatufar bayom hahu, that bris, that covenant will be annulled, will be broken, that day will be cancelled. Meaning, says the Malbim, on that day, bayom hahu, on that day of which I'm telling you prophecy, the covenant that the nations of the world should not harm the Jewish people will be broken. From time to time, the covenant might be renewed, but only temporarily. The words of Malbim, Hagam she'achakach yidishu es habris kifam b'fam. Occasionally in Jewish history, there is a covenant and there are treaties and peace between the Jews and the other nations. That happened in the time of the Chashmonoim. That happened in the time of Hordas with Rome. However, the permanence has been tufar, has been mufar, has been broken today. Those, it will last a decade, a century, but then it will be back again. And the Jewish people will not know peace. Those poor impoverished sheep, meaning the Nevi'im, the Tzaddikim, the righteous people, the Balei Ruach HaKodesh, they will know that this is all the word of God. And I will tell them, Im tov be'einechem, if you want to win me over, then I'll tell you what to do, says God to the people. Havu sechori, give me my schar, pay me off. V'yimlo chadolu, if not, leave me alone. What is the payoff for God? You pay God off, so to speak, with tzaddikim, Vayishkelu esachori shaloshim kesef. So you gave me 30 coins of silver, meaning 30 tzaddikim, and these 30 tzaddikim, who are moser nefesh al kiddush Hashem, who are willing to be martyred for the sake of God, that's what you're giving me as my sochor, as my payoff. Vayomer Hashem Eli, and God said to me, to Zechariah, Hashlichehu el hayotzer. Take these 30 coins of silver or bars of silver, these 30 righteous people who are martyred, who are killed by our enemies, al kiddush Hashem, take them and send them to the yotzer, send them to the person who the silversmith, so to speak, the person who makes out of silver matbeos, makes coins out of silver. Eder hayukor asher yokarti me'aleihem. These are the precious glory of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam has them as a precious possession. Eder says Metsudos means Mo'oz v'chozek. This is my strength. This is my power. Ashe yokarti me'aleihem. The Malbim says, remember the words in Tehillim. We say the Nhalel ki yokor ve'enei Hashem hamovsol chasidim. God finds the death of his chasidim when they are killed al kiddush Hashem yokor. It's something precious to him. I will take these 30 bits or bars of silver and throw them to the house of God, to the Yotzer, so to the person who makes coins out of the silver. And the Malbim explains this to mean that although the Beis HaMikdash should have been destroyed, the Second Temple, much earlier than it was, it should have been destroyed not in the times of Rome, but yet in the times of Greece, in the times of Antiochus, but in the zechus of the Shloshim Kesef, of the 30 tzaddikim who were willing to die al kiddush Hashem, the Beis Hashem, the house of God, will stand for some centuries longer. V'egdayis makli hasheni, and I will take and smash to bits the second staff, Eis HaChovlim, the staff used for beating, the staff which you are using to guard your internal relationships. You're beating one another. And I will break, this will be to break the brotherhood, the unity, the harmony between Yehuda and Yisrael. And Malbim, who of course says that we're speaking here of Bayis Sheni, so what, Yehuda, Yisrael? Yisrael is long banished. The 10 tribes are long sent into exile. So Malbim says, the Talmidei Chachomim, the righteous people, are called Yehuda. The masses are called Yisroel. And I will make a gap between the tzaddikim and the masses. There will be this peretz, this breach, this breakdown in the inner functioning of the Jewish people. Vayomer Hashem Eloi, and God said to me, Od kach lecha, yet take for yourself kli roe evili. Take for yourself the tools, the instruments of a foolish shepherd. In other words, no more sticks, no more staffs, which are the normal tools of the roa, but take the futile tools of the roa. Take tools which are inept, which are impotent. Ki hine anochi mekim roa ba'oretz, because I am now going to establish a shepherd who will be an absolute incompetent, who will be absolutely powerless. Look, hanichechados lo yifkot. He will not remember to take care of those sheep which go astray. Hanar lo yivakesh. He will not look for the young sheep, meaning he will not care about the education of the children. Vahanishberes lo yirape. Those sheep who are broken, who are wounded, he will not heal. Hanitzova lo yichalkel. And those sheep which are erect, which are healthy and standing and not broken, but they need to be fed, he will not feed them. Uvisar habriyo yochal, and he will eat and consume the flesh of the healthy sheep. Ufarseyem yiforek, and he will undo their hooves. So you're having a shepherd who will be either a tyrant or an idiot. Whatever it is, he will be totally incompetent. Hoi ro'i ho'elio. Woe, shepherd of pagan shepherd, shepherd of the Eliel. Ozvei Hatzon, you who abandon your sheep, Cherev al Zeroo ve'al Ein Yemino, there will be a sword upon your mighty arm and upon your right eye. Zeroo Yavosh Tivosh, your powerful hand will wither, the Ein Yemino Kohosiche, and your right eye, your eye which should see so well, will be dimmed. Now, whereas Rashi interprets this to be referring to Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, because after all, he was the king where everything kind of fell apart, and he had to flee, and his might was destroyed, and his eyes were put out, as we know in Melachim Beis, Kapitel Chav Hei, Ve'es Einei Tzidkiyahu Iver, so the blinding of the eyes, which is referred to in the last phrase here, could refer to Tzidkiyahu. But Tzidkiyahu, of course, was the first Beis HaMikdash. And for Malbim, Zechariah here is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. So therefore the Malbim prefers the commentary of Abarbanel, who says that the king who is being foretold of here, the king who is the object, or the subject of this prophecy, is Agrippas. Because Agrippas was the last king who fell by the sword of Rome. Even his children were slaughtered by Rome, and putting out the eye is equal to killing the children of a person. So this frightful, frightening, horrible prophecy is the prophecy which Zechariah at the beginning of the Second Temple gave about the course of events which was to come in the next few centuries as the story of the Second Beis HaMikdash unfolds. So we have finished chapter 11. Tomorrow, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will go on to chapter 12.